Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got Bill the producer in the studio, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy. On via the web, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air, and we're going to be joined by Net Doc, better known as Pete, from Scuba Board here in just a bit. But before we get to those folks, let's talk to our good buddy Jerry Beatty. Where in the world is Jerry Beatty traveling the world today? I don't know. You're home, I think. Is that right, Jerry? Did I get this right for once?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You got it right. It'll, you know, you got to be right at least once a day, huh, Greg?
Well, a day is pushing it, but I'll take whatever I can get. So you're home in Texas, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm just back from a place I am dying to tell you about. And hey, you know, I've stayed in a lot of hotels. I think you'll take my back on the fact that between hotels, resorts, dedicated dive places, I've seen a few.
You have. You know, when people ask me where's the best place to go, what I usually do is I'll give a few ideas or suggestions from my travels, and then when I really need a go-to person, I go to Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, because he knows everybody, every place, some of these off-the-beaten-path kind of places especially that not many people get to. You're the trailblazer when it comes to this stuff. And this Dunbar Rock Resort in Honduras is one of those type of places, isn't it, or what?
It is off the hook, Greg. It is, out of all the places I've stayed, I've never seen anything like this, much less stayed there. It is a rock, literally a rock, a half a mile off the coast of the island of Guanaja. And they have built a villa/chalet dedicated dive resort, and it is just amazing. You've never seen anything like it.
You know, the closest thing I've seen to it is Alcatraz off of the coast of San Francisco.
Not the same.
Yeah,
but
not the same type of accommodations, I'm guessing. But as far as the rock formation, it's kind of like that. It comes up out of the, you know, out of the water from nowhere, and it's like the resort is built right up to the wall of the island all the way around, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got a couple really nice dive boats. They're right on some of the best dive spots on the island, and the island of Guanaja. Now, that's got a story to itself as well. You might remember in 1998, a Hurricane Mitch wiped it out, took it off the map.
Yeah.
It had two dedicated dive resorts. It had Bayman Bay Club and Posada del Sol. They were destroyed, never reopened, and there has been virtually no diving on this island for the last 18 years.
So this they're using this resort to kind of reintroduce diving to the world market, or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's back on the map. It now has its own dedicated dive resort. And, hey, you know, an island that hasn't been dived in 18 years in the Caribbean, hey, that's something to look at.
Heck, yeah. So tell us about it. What did you see?
Well, I used to dive down there in the 80s, and so I know the island quite well. I know the dive sites. Dive sites are relatively untouched, you know, with climate warming and all. The reefs aren't exactly the same as they were, but I got to tell you, it's some of the best diving in the Bay Islands by far.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you're talking, well, I don't know, in that part of the world, is that anywhere close where the whale sharks are going through, or is that not necessarily in the same vicinity as, like, Utila and stuff?
It's south of there, and it is in the same vicinity, and yes, there are sightings, but, you know, Utila is one of those places in the world where you can almost guarantee whale sharks at certain times of the year. Mm-hmm. You've got really about an 80% hit rate, so it's a little different than that. But, yeah, they come by there.
Yeah, okay. So you would get everything you would expect to see in the on a great Caribbean dive, unspoiled. In that 18 years, that it hasn't really been open to the world market. I mean, is just what, the local divers have just had it to themselves, or is there just not even much local diving going on, or what?
There's about three instructors. Two of them are from Guanaja, and they take some people out here and there. But it's mainly been fishermen coming down and then going out and doing a day or two of diving. But now it's back open to where you can really go out there and you can do some serious diving every single day.
Well, nice. And it's Dunbar Resort, or I mean, DunbarRock.com, I believe, is what I saw as the website. And you can Google it if it's not. But tell us a little bit more about the resort. So this thing's open, full business. How many rooms does it have? That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's getting ready for, it's had a soft opening. It is opening at the moment. It's going to open full bore grand opening 1st of June. It's got 8 rooms. And for a dive group, it's like perfect. You got 16 people, 2 people to a room. All the rooms are great. You own the whole resort. You've got your own dive boats. You got your own resort, your own chef. The whole thing is yours.
And so I guess obviously they got to bring everything over via boat, but how far of a run from the mainland is it?
It is not far at all.
Yeah,
it's just almost walking distance.
You could like walk on, like if you got a running start, you just skim across the
water.
You
can see the island. You can see the island behind most of the pictures of the resort.
Yeah,
so, I mean it's right there.
Okay,
it's very close.
Right there.
But it is still you're out in the middle of this, the mouth of this harbor. It is fantastic. I am a little bit confused, though.
What?
I'm at DunbarRock.com.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. Is there a PADI certified dive master, Dennis? Is he actually a lionfish? Because there's his bio page and the photo there is a lionfish. And I'm wondering, is there PADI certified dive master actually a lionfish?
Mm.
You know, that we ought to write PADI a letter and ask.
Well, I thought maybe we could write them a letter and ask
it's
them.
It's a new certification, evidently. Maybe. I don't know. They're offering?
I don't know.
Yeah, he may not last long. They're knocking those lionfish out every day when they see them. So. But, yeah, I mean, they obviously got an instructor there that'll take the people or guide them, I guess. Is that the deal there, Jerry?
You got a great dive staff. General manager is also a dive instructor. He's been in Guanaja his whole life.
Is he a lionfish?
Great guy. And then we've got a dive staff that was actually trained in Germany, and but they're local, couple of local guys. And you got your own personal chefs and waiters, and just a great team of folks out there. You're only a half a mile from the mainland, and directly across on the mainland is an awesome German bar. Two Germans moved down there 20 years ago, and they have some of the best German beer in the Caribbean.
So,
there's things to do.
Yeah, well, what about the chef? Let's talk about the most important thing, the food that they fix down there. Is there such a thing as Honduran cuisine or Guanaja stuff? Or like what would you expect to eat in a place like that? What do you think?
Well, they use a whole different range of peppers and spices that are, you know, pretty exclusively Honduran. You see them in some other places.
Yeah.
And it's a different kind of Caribbean food.
Yeah, okay. Maybe some lionfish nuggets, that kind of thing. They could might
believe it or not, they have not yet eaten a lionfish in Guanaja.
What?
They've got pictures of them.
It
looks like they like them. What the hell's wrong?
They haven't jumped on that bandwagon or what? What's going on there?
We're talking remote here.
Right,
we're talking an island that hasn't really been on the tourist map for close to 20 years.
Wow.
Nobody told them they could eat them. We're changing that.
Uh-huh.
We are right now in the process of teaching the dive staff how to clean them and teaching the chefs how to cook them. So lionfish is coming soon to Guanaja.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do they have a lot of them like everywhere else in the Caribbean, or what did you see when you were there?
I was very, very surprised. The most I saw on any dive was I saw 3 lionfish on one dive, and I saw none on another dive. Mm. So I was very surprised. I expected there to be lionfish everywhere because nobody's really been working the area.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Well, you never know. Who knows? Maybe the grouper are eating them. We were talking about that last week, that video of this grouper going after the lionfish. Did you see that, Jerry? I know you guys were covering that.
Great video.
Dive Training Magazine. Yeah. So who knows? It could be a little bit of that, but I'm sure there's a few left over for, you know, some lionfish nuggets that they ought to fry up there in Guanaja. Sounds like a cool place, and next time you go, will you take me?
Absolutely. Let's jump on board.
I am shocked he didn't go, Greg, oh, we're losing the connection. Yeah, that's usually what happens. So, but Jerry's just too nice a guy, you know? That's just how they are there at Dive Training Magazine. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay
here
close.
On the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to getting down. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. And then on via the web, we have our friends Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air.
Two Tanks.
Vince, do you like that? Seriously, because I'm liking the way this sounds. Vinny Two Tanks.
Yeah, I like it because I do carry two tanks. I always carry a spare air.
Yeah. So Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air. And then, of course, we have just added Pete from Scuba Board. You may know him as Net Doc there on that message board that is, chatted on from around the world. Pete, how are you, buddy? Come in. Check in with us. Say hi or something.
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
We're doing good. He's down in the Florida Keys. That explains the connection. Or is it raining?
We have been sunned in.
Yeah, it's terrible down
there.
We've
been sunned in for weeks. We have 2 feet buried in the sand. It's been horrible.
That is really strange. It actually sounds kind of like it's raining there today. But you're saying it's sunny down in the Keys?
We had a tiny bit of rain early this morning. It was gone by 7:30-ish. I know because I've been working on my van all day, getting the air conditioning ready for the coming heat.
For the coming heat. The heat is there's a heat wave your way. I'm telling you right now, we're in Orlando, and it is it's just crappy. I mean, we might be 60 right now. And that is like hell to us Florida folks. And everyone listening up north right now is like, damn you, Greg the Dive Master. We hate you. If we had a knife, we'd stab you in the back.
I don't think we got below 75 today.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I second every one of them.
Yeah. Oh, that includes Jerry. I forgot we had him on from Virginia. Wait, is it cold in Virginia, Jerry? Is that what you're trying to say or no? I mean,
well, it's actually got up to 40-something today.
40? Okay, so that's not so bad. Not so bad if you're a polar bear. No, anyway, we feel for our northern friends. We do. And you're welcome to come down here anytime, warm up at Pete's house. So
yeah, come on down. The water's fine. They've been diving, you know. I mean, I think we took a day off diving because we had a little bit of sporty weather, as they call it. But other than that, it's... I think the water's still in the 70s.
Well, there you go. That's not too shabby. All right, let's talk about some gear because I wanted to bring this up last week with Jerry the Diver Guy. So I'll start with you, Jerry. I want to find out what everyone's using right now and kind of compare notes. What kind of dive gear are you using on your dive adventures right now, Jerry? Please share. Feel free to use name brands, whatever it is. I just want to kind of get an idea of what kind of stuff you're using right now.
I've been using Sherwood Scuba since 1997, and they've never failed me.
Okay.
Good rugged gear, strong. I'm actually diving still with my first set of fins, and they're Sherwood.
Yeah, what kind of fins? Are we talking just like, just regular blade fins or split fins or what?
They're just regular blade fins.
So kind of boring, just old-style black fins, I'm guessing.
Old-style. I like them.
I'm surprised that you are surprised that Jerry the Diver Guy is not about flash and the newest technology. He is about diving. He's about getting into the water and just being at one with the water. He's not about the flash.
I don't know about that. Jerry has a bit of a, you know, a fashion sense to him when I see him in person. He's a stylish kind of guy.
He may be stylish in person. But not as a diver.
What's that? Say that again, Jerry.
We can be flashy.
Yeah, see? He flashes many people. I think maybe, you know, that's just what they do. After some spring water, I guess. When the flashiness comes out. But okay, but that's great gear. I mean, Sherwood has a great reputation. So you pretty much Sherwood head to toe then, huh?
Yeah.
Mass fin, snorkel, the whole thing is all Sherwood.
Mass fin, snorkel, computer, BC, everything. Kona wetsuits. I mean, you can't beat the ruggedness of them. I mean, my fins has lasted this long as much as abuse if I have put through them. I mean, it's you can't beat them.
I have no idea what he just said there at the end.
Gosh, Jerry, I've never seen a denim wetsuit before.
Where's our Jerry the Diver Guy translator?
Tie-dye at that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bill, speak up.
Bill, come on. I think he was falling asleep or something.
Not falling asleep.
He was inappropriate.
He was surfing the computer for porn or something and wasn't paying attention.
He understood what he said perfectly, just talking, just saying stuff about stuff.
Do I need to put the spring water down?
Yeah. There's no problem understanding for me. I mean, it didn't make sense to me.
Okay, just stop. All right, let's move on.
Just carrying around.
All right, so Jerry the Diver Guy is a Sherwood man, and tried and true, and that's fine. I assume that's what you guys carry at Mountain Divers. That's your brand, maybe, too, or no? Is that the brand you offer at the dive shop?
That's what we sell, yes.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I found a kind of dive gear that I like, and I think it's good, and it's great, but I don't let anybody else wear it.
Yeah, okay.
I just wear it all myself, all right. And I say, you know what, this is the best dive gear there is, but I'm going to say
all right,
so
Billy the Diver Guy, stop it. All right, Vinny Two Tanks. Check in. What kind of gear are you diving these days, Vinny? I mean, obviously you have
a lot.
Spare air clip to
I
somebody,
have a spare so. Air, yeah, of yeah. course.
But what are you
using? I'm using local manufacturers. I have an Octomass that I just got that I'm using to hold my GoPro.
Oh, yeah. So the Octomass has the GoPro mount built into the frame, the top of the frame. So you have one of those? Yeah, those,
yeah,
those
I've are got. Cool. I'm using Atomic Aquatics split fins. That they're just down the street from us.
We're very
in
nice
in Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach, sure.
And there's I'm using. We have a distributor called IST, and I'm using some IST. I'm using an IST BC and some of their wetsuit gear and.
Okay, what kind of colors, Vince, Vinny?
I have yellow and black mostly.
Yellow and black. Okay, he's going for the bumblebee thing. All right, fair enough.
This is what I love. I love. We talked to Vinny, and Vinny says, "Yeah, you know, I shop local. So you know, I'm from California. So I use Google. You know, just little companies, Apple.
Yeah,
just tiny little companies that just happen to be local to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can do that. Yeah, that's what they do. Well, okay, that makes sense. It sounds good. And Pete, what are you doing? What are you diving these days?
In the caves, I dive the Nomad, Dive Rights Nomad, and I love it. I use
because you like to be alone or something.
He likes to travel with camels.
Someone in a cave.
Okay, all right.
But I dive hog regulators, the bat fins from Hollis. The F1s, I used to dive Scuba Pro for a long time.
Yeah.
Once I put the bat fins on, that's what I keep.
Bat fins. It's kind of like
bat fins.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay.
I've just written a commercial. Let's do this.
All right. Who has the flashiest dive here? We'll find out next. I'm putting my.
It's Greg.
Yeah. Red sparkle sports fins. That's all I got to say. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy here. Bill had to split early. He had things to do, go host trivia contests and family feud things and God knows what else. But we're going to try to tie in some of those festivities to an upcoming event. Might be at Beneath the Sea or DEMA, which is going to be in Orlando, our backyard right here, in November. So you'll hear all about it on the big show. Via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air, and Net Doc from Scuba Board. And he was just telling us about his dive gear, what he has. Hollis fins, bat fins. Wait, why do they call these things bat fins? I'm not sure I've seen these. Do they look like
the F1s look like something Batman would wear. I mean, it's got the nice curve to them. You know, they just look like something Batman would wear.
Okay, well, Scuba Pro has some kind of fins that are kind of shaped like a big flaky type of like a giant fly trap or a fly swatter kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about? Those type of, that kind of look? I mean, I'll have to look them up online, I guess.
That would be a negative.
You know which ones I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Those are, got the springs. These are plain bladed fins, but instead of being straight, like a, like the jet fin.
Yeah.
Which is what I dove them for years. I dove that jet fins for years.
Right.
But these have got a very gentle, once you look at them, you go, yeah, bat fin fits.
Okay. All right.
But you know, it looks good. It's a good looking fin. But the best thing I like about it is not how it looks, but I can swim backwards in the water with them. I've got super control. You know, I only frog kick, almost only frog kick.
Yeah.
But I've got super control with them frog kicking, and, you know, I can turn on a dime, pick up change.
Okay. Well, drop some of that stuff off to me. I could always use an extra buck or two. I kind of like it. All right, we'll get some more thoughts on dive gear, why, you know, what you're diving, and why. Next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Morning for fishing. There's one. There's a fish right there.
Got it.
Well, I think that's about the limit for our fishing permit.
Tell me, are you a bad fish? Are you a bad fish too?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Dive gear, what you're diving with, and why. And just been going around the table today, kind of asking them, you know, what kind of stuff they're diving with. You know, one thing I didn't ask you, Pete, from Scuba Board.
Yes.
What about color scheme? What, are you just going with the traditional black, or are you doing some color accents, or what? What are you doing?
You know, I wish that we had more colorful gear, but most of the tech gear seems to come black, black, or black.
Yeah.
I have a blue wetsuit. I have a gray dry suit. When I do happen to wear those. But everything seems to be black. The only thing I really like black is in the skirt of a mask. I like having a black skirted mask because it reduces all the glare.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the glare, huh?
I you know, especially when I'm cave diving and I'm back in a cave and you got that bright light, the last thing you want is to be distracted by extraneous lights hitting from the side.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about using colors, especially when you're an instructor? That's one of the reasons or excuses I use when I'm diving my red sparkled force fins. I say I'm using this because I want to look a little different from everyone else. So if you're following me as your dive instructor, you'll know I'm the one that looks a little bit more feminine than some of the other male divers in the group.
I wear a hat. I wear a hat in the water almost all the time.
That would almost make more sense than my idea, I guess. But I don't know. I'm a trendsetter or a fashion plate, so I got to kind of take that role and run with it sometimes.
Well, Greg, it's effective in another area.
How's that?
As instructors, we're on the surface explaining things, especially in the pool.
Yeah.
And so with that hat on, I don't have burned ears. I don't get a burned face. It really protects my head, my face, whatever, from the sun. And you know what? That's less cancer to worry about.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that practical side to it. So maybe I ought to throw on a cap, too. God knows my dermatologist would agree with you on that one there, Pete.
I wear a surf cap. It's got a little chin thing that holds it on. So when I go diving, it doesn't go floating away.
Uh-huh. And what about you, Bubble Boy? What you don't even know what you're diving right now? What kind of gear is it?
I wear a shower cap, and for gear, I just rummage through your garbage cans so
okay.
You throw it out.
All right. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. All right. The other thing I wanted to bring up with Pete today, too. Pete, you were telling me before we brought you on the air today that you have found a new dive mask that is claiming to not fog up ever or something. What's going on exactly? What is this?
You know, and you have this as an instructor, too. The students come to you with brand new masks, and you spend three quarters of the first session trying to get their mask to not stop fogging.
True.
And it doesn't seem anything works. You scrub it, you do this, you do that.
Yeah.
These people, and they're not divers. They're not divers, and they don't really have a name for this mask yet. Have come up with this anti-fog glass that apparently is like bulletproof. And so they've sent me a mask to try out and to help them. And I'll be giving you more information, obviously, as I get it. But hopefully I'll make the first dive with it tomorrow.
Interesting. All right. So is this from a major dive manufacturer or?
Absolutely not. These people aren't even divers. I think they're going to try and push the glass to. I say that. I don't know what they're going to do. They're just trying to figure out if this thing is really it. They to say don't use anything on it to defog it. Put a little fresh water on it after you're done and let it dry and be done with it. And maybe wipe it with some dry paper after it's all dried. If there's any residues, but don't use any anti-fog on it. Leave it alone. And I, you know what? I would love if this works And whoever carries this, I'll be sending my students to him because I hate teaching students when they can't see me.
That is a problem. Yeah, if they can't see you and your their dive instructor, that can be a bit of an issue.
Then they can't follow your red sparkle fins.
Well, that's true, and God knows they'd want to do that. But yeah, when you're an instructor, the last thing you need is that problem with the dive masks. You got so many other issues to consider and have to worry about. It's kind of a pain. So yeah, that would be kind of a cool product if indeed it works. Now, over the years, I've seen so many manufacturers come out with anti-fog masks and glass and concoctions and goo. There's a lot of stuff out there, and everybody seems like every 6 months there's a new product saying, this is it. And I've yet to find one that has totally done the job in all scenarios. It's just a real wide range or issue when it comes to getting rid of that stuff.
That's why, Greg, the first rule of scuba diving is never hold your breath.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see if it works. We have no clue. I'm making my first dive with it tomorrow. I got it in the mail yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you get the traditionalists that only believe your spit will be the ultimate, mass defog, or Johnson's baby shampoo, which I kind of go more in that category. It sounds
I'm a spitter. In fact, I'm a licker. I lick my mask clean.
All right, that was too much information. So we'll just leave that alone. But yeah, I mean, it's not exactly the most appealing scenario, especially when you tell this to people that don't dive, and they're going, "You do what in your mask? Oh my gosh, that's gross! You should see what I do in my wetsuit." Woo. Anyway,
all kinds of divers.
Yeah, exactly. What's been well? I'll tell you what. Are you going to Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, Pete?
How cold is it going to be there?
It'll be end
then
of March.
Probably not.
No. It's going to be a good show. Honestly, for Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, it's always at the end of March, and it kind of coincides with our anniversary of Scuba Radio, which is always fun. But it's kind of like a 50-50 chance on the weather. It can be really, really nice, or it can be kind of meh, like rainy.
No. It could be really, really crappy or kind of eh.
No, not really crappy.
I've never been there and it's been really, really nice in March.
What are you kidding me? No, 2 years ago, Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, it was like summertime. It was like in the 60s, 70s, sunny. It was beautiful. Now, last year, it was a little cold and windy. But even then, it's not like it's deathly cold at that time of year in New York. I mean, so it depends. You might get a little snow. You might get a little slushy type of thing going on. But it's not like totally miserable necessarily. And you do have the chance of having a really cool spring type day. So, it can be good. There's nothing wrong with the weather in New York City. Are you complaining, really, about New York City?
Wait a minute. Am I complaining about New York City? Absolutely not, because I don't experience it. I am absolutely enthralled with the weather here in Key Largo, though.
Well, okay.
I love it. Why? I live in the Keys. Why go elsewhere?
Well, because you could win a free Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us and Explore Ventures at BTS. That was kind of where I was
there
going.
There you go. And that's a good thing to win.
Yes. It makes it almost worthwhile to go up to the area is my point there, Pete. Even for you, you might find...
You wouldn't let me win that if I wanted it.
Well, that's true. There's no way in hell that's going to happen. No. But yeah, anyone else can. Everyone except Pete is allowed to.
While you're doing that, we're going to be on a rec trek here in the Keys, going from Key Largo to Key West. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. Well, Jerry the Diver Guy and actually, Vinny Two Tanks, both of you guys are planning to come on the Scuba Cruise in October with us. Is that right? Check in and let us know. Are you? Yo?
Hello? Yeah, as soon as I get back from my Grand Turks tour, I'm going to sign up.
That's right. Oh yeah, he's doing a grand tour, a 2 week trip.
I'm trying to get the loyalty discount.
Okay, all right. Yeah, after like 5 weeks, you get a free week or something like that. I forget what the deal. They always had some kind of cool special with the liveaboard trips from Explore Ventures. Jerry, what about you? Aren't you coming on that one in October with us?
I'm working on it.
All right.
I am working on it.
All right, so we got a full crew that is going to be on the one in October. That's October 3rd, by the way. And we are giving away a spot to this at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey as one of the prizes that weekend. So if you're at the show or not, well, you need to be there unless you're on the wreck trek down there in the Keys and Pete.
And I don't think it's that week, mind you.
Well, then you have no excuse. You can't come up and get a shot at it. We got that. I got some new Sidekick lights from Light and Motion to give away. Nano cases. Their new Nano version with a Scuba Radio logo on it. We got some really nice prizes to give away at Beneath the Sea this year. It's going to be a fun...
Maybe some spare airs.
Yeah, we might even have a spare air for Vinny Two Tanks and the crew there. So
we'll
it'll be
throw
well,
some Mountain Diver shirts in, too.
Well, there you go. See, woo-hoo. It just keeps coming and coming. So there you go. You have your excuse to join us.
Scuba Radio.
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba, 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 uba. Scuba, dooba, uba, hava. The scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, I wanted to bring up something that I actually got some emails on the last week or two. I've been meaning to bring this up on the air, see if any of the crew have had experiences with this. And I'm talking about underwater propulsion vehicles. You know, I love those things. I love the little Sea-Doo things. I've used to have some of those that I'd take around and putz around underwater. But there's a new one. Well, there's this Pegasus thruster. And I know, actually, the guys from there, I think they're out of the Florida Keys. Am I right, Pete? Is that right, the Pegasus guy?
I believe they are down here, but I never see them.
Yeah, you know, they're always out diving and doing some crazy stuff. But I saw something that's similar to the Pegasus thruster. That thing's a very small, compact, underwater propulsion vehicle. And very powerful. And they've done very well with it, from what I know. I haven't really used one personally yet, but I'll have to mark that off the list soon. But there's another one from... it says it's Patriot 3 Maritime is the company, and they got something called Jet Boots, hands-free diver propulsion, which basically it kind of like straps to the, I don't know, you wear it around your waist, but then there's two little mini, you know, prop motors mounted to your thighs. Have you seen that, Pete?
I have. Have you checked the pricing on them?
I know they're very expensive, aren't they? Because it's this is military grade. Right, exactly, which is that's all I'm all about that. I want the biggest and the best and most expensive stuff I can get.
Dude, you really need to remember they sell, you know, $2,000 hammers to the military.
Well, okay? I'm not sure that
when you look at the pricing of it, it's pretty prohibitive.
Well, it is definitely not for, you know, the folks that
more
are
expensive than a rebreather. Conscious.
Is it that? Are they that much?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. I thought
the
it
last
was...
time I saw them in, this was a couple years ago at DEMA, but they were more than a rebreather.
I think they've come down in cost some. I think they got a new model. Because I think they're starting to market it more towards the recreational market, or at least make it available to schmoes like us. But I don't know. Have you ever seen anybody using this? This thing looks pretty high-tech, and actually... fairly convenient. There was a underwater propulsion vehicle from back in the day that actually I worked with the inventor when he brought this to market because I thought it was so cool. It was hands-free. And you remember this thing. It actually mounted to a scuba tank, like a tank boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
I remember that.
I don't know if I think that thing, I don't know if it's still out there somewhere maybe or not, but I always, I thought that was
I think I see him at DEMA every year.
Really? Nah.
Yeah, I think I saw DEMA.
Well, maybe.
The one, were you there at WikiWachi when we test drove all the prototypes?
Of scooters?
Of, yeah, not traditional scooters, but scooters you stand on or attach to your tank. No, I don't think you were there.
Well, no.
That was amazing, but yeah. Most of them were clearly dangerous because they pushed you through the water way too fast. I mean, I could see all sorts of you know... broken necks coming out of them.
Yeah, well, there was one we test dove over there that was kind of, it looked like an underwater Indy car. And you cool. Had like four motors on it. A thing would fly like 10 knots underwater, which is insane speeds. And blow your mask right off your face. And I was like, wow. This doesn't seem like an appropriate use for this type of device underwater for the faint of heart.
I teach my students, the slower they go, the more they'll see.
Well, true. Exactly. I mean, there's different products like that that'll go super fast. This is, this type of thing, though, that's unique about it is that it's hands-free. And you're really not doing anything other than controlling the RPM and the speed of the props with your thumb or finger. You're steering with your body just like you'd swim through the water column with your fins or whatever. And that's what I found attractive about that one I used back in the day that mounted to your tank like a tank boot. It was the same type of philosophy. Now, the problem with that one is that if you're on a commercial dive boat, you were having trouble fitting it into the tank racks. It really wasn't very convenient and ended up being an obstacle for everybody else on the boat.
And, Greg, do you think it's a good idea to have a propulsion mechanism on your only source of oxygen underwater?
You know, honestly, from that standpoint, it didn't really matter. It was actually a well-thought-out design, I thought. It was just the problem of storing.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't. There was nothing that would cause it to, you know, ignite your air source or anything like that.
Your tank comes loose, and then, oh, there goes my tank.
Yeah, well.
If your tank comes loose, you have some basic bigger, problems. You
got bigger problems.
With.
Yeah. No doubt.
How you attach your tank. You know, there's a growing growing cadre of disabled divers.
Right.
And a lot of them have to use these DPVs. And
sure.
There's one that's, and I can't remember the name, I think it's produced by X Deep out of California. Mm-hmm. These guys are ridiculously light and strong, but light. And I was hoping to get one out here. I haven't seen it yet for me to test drive. Test dive.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a very easy and weighs maybe 25 pounds instead of the traditional 50 or 60.
Well, that's not
a full blown DPV.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You it has to be small, lightweight, easy to manage, you know, learning
curve. And not cause free flows.
Exactly. So I don't know. Maybe this jet boot thing is an alternative as well. We'll have to look into it. It's always fun looking for new toys. And underwater propulsion vehicles are definitely, you know, in that category, as far as I'm concerned. They are a blast. I don't care which one you use. They are a lot of fun. All right, and on that note, we'll have to leave it. We got a lot to get to for next time, so we'll start planning accordingly, and hopefully you will join us then. Till then, we'll leave you with this. Remember, it's always better. Where, Bubble Boy?
Down where it's wetter.
Same time, everybody. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.